It's time for high school basketball on KGYM. Now let's head courtside for the pregame. And alongside former coach Phil Dunn, here's KGYM sports director Scott Unash.
We welcome you in to high school sub-state final basketball here on KGYM, the Jim OT 107.5 FM. As tonight, a ticket to the state tournament is up for grabs in Class 1A boys basketball, as it'll be unbeaten number one rated North Lynn taking on Meskwaki Settlement. Scott Unash and Coach Phil Dunn with you here tonight, and for the first time in a long time, high above the court in the Crow's Nest here at Jessup High School. The home of the Jessup Jayhawks out of the North Iowa Senior League Eastern Division. They are the host here tonight for the contest between two conference champions, Meskwaki Settlement and North Lynn. The Lynx come in 24-0 on the year, number one rated in Class 1A basketball. And Meskwaki Settlement comes in with a record of 20-3, and they were the champions of the South Division of the Iowa Star Conference. So two teams that have combined for 44 wins here go at it, Phil, and only one of them gets to go to the state tournament, though.
Yeah, it's a very exciting night for everybody involved here. Sub-state is always a great atmosphere. A lot of pressure on the kids when you come out in this ball game, Scott. Everybody, you know, they know what's riding on it. They've had a long season, a crazy season this year, especially with everything going on, starting and stopping and all that sort of stuff. And on top of it all, Scott, they're going to get to play in front of a full house. It's going to be full here. There's no crowd restrictions, and we have a lot of fans in attendance for this game.
Yeah, most we've seen probably in one gym all year, no doubt about that. And we've got, of course, a tale of two teams here tonight as far as their backgrounds are concerned. North Lynn, of course, been to many state tournaments, state champions a couple years ago, got to the finals last year down at Wells Fargo Arena on that crazy Friday afternoon when the whole COVID thing got underway. And then you've got Meskwaki Settlement, and they are making their first ever trip to it. Not only they have a chance to go to the state tournament for the first time, they're in their first sub-state game ever. So they had fans here at 4 o'clock this afternoon that were lined up outside to get into the Jessup Gym. This is a big night for the Warriors.
Yeah, it is. And that's what makes this basketball and sports in general so great, Scott, when you get that opportunity to come out here and play. And you got, as you set it up so well, a team that's had so much success in the postseason, and you're going against a team that their first crack at it. And boy, both of them want to win just as badly as the other going into this.
Now, that's kind of where the difference is in, because you got two teams that like to get up and down the court. We know about North Lynn averaging 79 points per ball game, and, of course, led by Austin Hilmer. Four double-digit scores, Tate Haugenberry in there at over 16, Dylan Kurt, and then Ben Wheatley, the sophomore, of course, the son of the girls' basketball coach, Brian Wheatley, at North Lynn. But then you've got Meskwaki Settlement as well, almost 60 points per game. But talking with some of the people in the know and talking with head coach Mike Hilmer and Travis Griffith, the assistant coach for North Lynn, watching their film, they like to get up and down the court as well. Maybe not as much creating offense off of the defense like North Lynn does so very, very well with their pressure. But we're going to see if they're going to run tonight. And they only play about five or six. So will they stay okay with the legs tonight?
Yeah, and that'll be part of it. And especially, like you said, when there's a lot of emotion on the line early, a lot of times you can come out and you got all that pent-up energy, and then all of a sudden, first break, first time out, first whatever, all of a sudden, that adrenaline goes away and you got to play through it. But Meskwaki, I've been told, is extremely quick basketball team, and they're going to be hard to guard. They're going to put some pressure on you offensively. They're going to make you defend, and that's one thing North Lynn's going to have to do, is going to be able to keep them in front of them and not let them beat them off the dribble.
All three losses for Meskwaki Settlement were to teams that were in district finals in Class 1A. You take a look at, as far as the stats are concerned, team-wise coming in, and Meskwaki not the gaudy record against top or teams over 500 that North Lynn has, but the overall strength of schedule, Meskwaki has played a tougher schedule as far as wins and losses is concerned. Tri-River's a good conference, though.
Yeah, coming in, you know, they've a lot of good teams, and they've placed great competition, and it's great at Substate where you get to see somebody different, and you get two teams from two different leagues going at it here, and I think they're both well-tested and ready to go this one. North Lynn coming off a close victory their last time out against the good Albernette team.
And Coach Christofferson. Yeah, Therese Grant leads Meskwaki Settlement in scoring at 17 points a game. Osceola Tyon also in double figures at 16.6. Those are the two key guys, according to Coach Hilmer, that North Lynn has got the key on. Not necessarily stopping those guys, but maybe containing one of them a little bit. Grant is going to go play football at Iowa Western Community College, a very, very good athlete. And Osceola Tyon out there as well, also a terrific athlete at 16.6. It's not a team that shoots a ton of threes. They'll shoot about a normal average amount. They've taken 386 of them on the year. Comparing that to North Lynn, though, the Lynx with over 500 threes again this year that they have attempted, hitting 36% of them.
So they're going to have to, Meskwaki's going to have pressure, defend on the perimeter. They're going to want to try and take away, cover up on those threes. And again, that puts pressure on you, too. Extending out and playing defense without committing fouls. When you don't play a whole lot of kids off the bench, you want to avoid foul trouble. But you also got to be able to cover up on their shooters, make them make a secondary move out of their offense or whatever, not give them their first opportunity.
It's a Meskwaki Settlement team that also has taken very good care of the ball this year. 361 assists, only 233 turnovers, and they also come up with 251 steals. So they do it a little bit differently than North Lynn does. But still, they are a very solid defensive unit.
Yeah, and my understanding is this is a group of kids that have grown up playing together for quite a while. They've had the same coach in their youth that he's come up with them. And so they know each other very well, good team chemistry. And a lot of times, that goes a long way. And playing that team sport and understanding, you know, where your teammate's going to be and who's going to help you in what situation and that sort of stuff.
Yep, and for North Lynn, of course, they've got not an injury problem, but with Haugenberry, a little bit of a back situation. He will go tonight, no problem with that. And as far as the Lynx are concerned, 98 games that they have won in a row as far as non-state tournament competition is concerned. And I don't care what level you're at. That's getting things done.
Yeah, you got to let that sink in. 98 in a row. So when you haven't been in Des Moines at the state tournament level, that is the standard of excellence. And they've proven they can do it. They've been in these situations before. They know how to prepare coming into these ball games, and it's going to be a good one.
Going to be a good one here tonight. Winner moves on to the state tournament. Already one ticket has been punched. Easton Valley, a winner earlier on today, 61-43 over New London. We got a two-way game coming up on 106.3 FM tonight between West Branch and Dyersville Beckman. That will get underway at 7:15. Let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineups for the ball game here tonight in this 1A substate final. First of all, for the Warriors of Meskwaki Settlement, they come in with a record of 20-3. They are the champions of the South Division of the Iowa Star Conference. They will go with a lineup all under 6 foot, with one exception. Evan Nelson, 5'11 and a senior, will be at one guard. Nelson averaging 7 points per ball game, 3.3 rebounds, shoots 30% from 3-point range. Tiernan Wanity, 5'11 and a senior, number 45, 6.6 points a game. He pulls down 5 boards per contest. Larnell Bear, also at a guard. Bear averaging 4.8 points, 3.5 rebounds per contest. And number 3, Therese Grant, the leading scorer, 17 points a game, 46% for the field, pulls down 6.6 rebounds, dishes out 4.5 assists per game. And Osceola Tyon, 6-foot junior, number 0, 16.6 points and 3 boards a game. Now the starting lineup for the North Lynn Lynx out of the Tri-Rivers Conference. Of course, they were the Tri-Rivers champions again this year. And they will go with this lineup tonight. It'll be at a four, number 20, Kane Haugenberry, the 6'2 junior at 9.3 points, 5.3 rebounds a game, shoots 63% from the field. Also, number 30, Tate Haugenberry, 6'3 sophomore, second on the team at 16.1 points, 6.5 rebounds a game, shoots 67% from the field. Also for North Lynn, it'll be number 22, Dylan Kurt. Kurt, a 6'2 junior, 13.9 points a game, 37% from three-point range. And the two guards, the All-Stater Austin Hilmer, the 5'10 junior at 18.3 a game. He'll be joining his brother at Upper Iowa coming up in a couple of years, 37% from three and 8 assists per game. And also at a guard, it'll be number 12, Ben Wheatley, the 6'1 sophomore. And Wheatley on the year, averaging right at 10 points a game. The head coach for the North Lynn Lynx is Mike Hilmer, assisted by Travis Griffith. North Lynn and the home whites being the top seed in the sub-state. The home white with the maroon trim with Lynx across the front and the maroon striping down the side. And Meskwaki Settlement in their road red uniforms with the black numbers trimmed in white. Meskwaki across the front, Warriors in the back, and the double white striping down the side. Our officials tonight led by Marshall Cotton, our lead official here for this one in Class 1A tonight. In front of a full house, we get ready to honor America with the playing of tonight's national anthem here from Jessup. Jessup, they unfurl the flag here, Phil. They bring it down as the anthem is playing. Kind of neat. I haven't seen that before.
I have not either. I was looking around. Where's the flag? Where's the flag? And everybody was looking, and it comes down. That's a really nice touch.
All right. Again, it will be the Haugenberries along with Wheatley, Austin Hilmer, and Dylan Kurt for North Lynn, Nelson Wanati, Tyon Bear, and Grant for Meskwaki Settlement. And we are set to go here. Winner to state, as it will be Tate Haugenberry to tip it up against Therese Grant. And remember, no one over 6 foot for this Meskwaki team. It is a very small but quick bunch of basketballers.
We'll see if size can play a role in this one tonight, if North Lynn can get some things going in the lane and control the boards.
And we are underway with North Lynn controlling the tap. Tate Haugenberry with one of the greatest mullets ever in the history of athletics. Here's Wheatley out top. Homer on the far side. Man-to-man defense, more Meskwaki. Into the lane. Fall away runner good by Dylan Kurt. And North Lynn up 2-0.
Right away, North Lynn, after the made basket, they're going to be in pressure defense.
How will Meskwaki Settlement handle it? Hand back. Here's Grant in the backcourt. They're going to have to get it over, and they don't get it over in 10. Turnover.
Yeah, and a good start for North Lynn. They get their first possession offensively with the score, and then they create another turnover right away with a 10 count.
Hilmer with Grant on him. That's going to be a terrific matchup. Going to go one-on-one. Crossover, got double. Now top. Kurt will try a deep three and buried it.
Now Kurt, he scored the first time in the lane area. Now this time he's about 2 or 3 feet behind the three-point line.
5-0. They split a double team. Grant to the corner. A quick three, and it's good. Circles in for Osceola Tyon.
A quick ball movement out there by Meskwaki, beating the pressure.
5-3. Hilmer threw the defense and was fouled going up for the layup. Switched hands a couple of occasions, and he'll go to the line for two.
Now Hilmer going to shoot two, as you mentioned there, Scott. He foul. You don't know if you're Meskwaki, you want to stay out of foul trouble. I know that's only one, but you don't want to be committing fouls when you only play six players.
Hilmer misses the free throw. North Lynn, as per usual, a very good free throw shooting team, 72%. Hilmer at 76, but he misses two. And rebounded out of there by Bear. Long up court pass. Tyon step back three for two in a row. No good. Rebound Kurt. Long up court pass. They try to get it to Wheatley, and it's tipped away and intercepted.
Yeah, I believe that was Bear as well that was in that time deflecting it.
Quantity against the North Lynn man-to-man. Here's Tyon. Little shake and bake. Goes into the corner. Step back. High Archer from 17. No good. Rebounded by Wheatley. 5-3 lead for North Lynn. A little trapping three-quarter court here from Meskwaki. Wheatley tried to bounce it down low and nearly a turnover as it was tipped out of bounds by Wanity.
And Meskwaki ball, I believe is Wanity does a nice job reading that pass, anticipating where it was coming to.
5-3 North Lynn, 6:22 to play here in the opening quarter. 1A sub-state final. North Lynn with the pressure. In the backcourt, Tyon picks it up at the center line and throws out of bounds.
No place to go. That pressure bothering him. Getting instructions from his coaches saying you got to look middle first.
And second turnover against the Warriors. As Hilmer will walk it up against Grant. Works over on the left wing to Haugenberry. And reverse it over to Hilmer. Studies it, puts up the deep three, and he knew it was in the whole way.
Yeah, he backpedaling when that shot left his hand. Again, after the made basket, North Lynn pressuring.
8-3 in favor of the Lynx. Crossover dribble, driving in, a double. He spins, and the ball tipped away by Wheatley. Stolen out of there. Hilmer all the way down. He had it knocked away from behind. Good defense and hustle by Grant.
Yeah, Grant coming from behind. As Hilmer brought it down, he reached in, poked it away without committing the foul.
It'll be the Lynx to inbound, right at the glass looking in. They lob it down on the block. Little half hook up and good for Tate Haugenberry.
Tate Haugenberry, like you said, that little half hook, that's hard to defend inside.
And a foul in the backcourt on the pressure. Going to be called on North Lynn. On Tate Haugenberry, that'll be his first and the first on the Lynx.
Reaching from behind that time.
Caleb Kurt quickly into the lineup for North Lynn. He'll replace Cade Haugenberry behind the back with the dribble. Tyon bounces it to Grant up top, 10-3. Grant going to go one-on-one. Crossover dribble, driving a kick outside into the lane. Now they bounce it down low, fumbling it for a moment. That time was Tyon, and he'll have to bring it back out. Crossover by Bear. Now spins, puts up the 17-footer. Back iron, no. Rebound to Meskwaki. North Lynn kind of looked at each other that time.
Yeah, and Evan Nelson got the better of it.
Kurt with a steal on the pass inside. Four turnovers already. Pull up, Hilmer, three, no, in and out. Offensive board, Wheatley puts up the leaner, good off the glass from the right block.
Now Wheatley, the right spot at the right time, reading where that ball was coming off the rim, and he gets the payoff.
12-3 North Lynn with a great start. Lynx will trap in the half court. Long bounce pass to Bear. To Tyon in the corner for three. No, and the weak side rebound pulled out of there by Tate Haugenberry. Hilmer on the run. Stop and go. Takes it right of the lane. Leaner, no. Tipped up, no. And rebounded by Osceola Tyon. the backcourt with it. Here's a trap, and it causes another travel.
North Lynn defensive pressure is really paying dividends for him.
30-second timeout taken by Meskwaki Settlement. As Gunnerman Orney will come in for North Lynn for the first time. And 5'11 and a junior.
Well, you wonder too, Scott, all the as many subs as North Lynn's gotten in the ballgame early already. You know, get kids in there, keeping them fresh, that pressure on. You wonder over time, is that going to continue to cause problems with Meskwaki?
12-3 lead. Seven in a row put up right now by North Lynn. And the Lynx just coming at you with different types of full court pressure.
Yeah, they're full, and sometimes they deny. Sometimes they're going to be trapping once you get across the timeline. Different things that they're doing. Keeping Meskwaki unsettled out there.
Kate Haugenberry in there along with Wheatley, Van Orney, Hilmer, and Caleb Kurt. Five right now for North Lynn. 12-3, Lynx at the lead. And see what Hilmer does. Angles right, going to go crossover on the drive and travel before he shoveled it underneath the Wheatley.
An extra step at the end. He lost his balance, and then he took that extra step in the lane.
Great little set there, though.
It was a nice look.
North Lynn with that man pressure. No team knows how to trap better than North Lynn out of this single man-to-man pressure. Down on the block, high arching turnaround won't go. Weak side offensive rebound. Wanity up, no, but he was fouled.
Backside, Tiernan Wanity, good position. He kept North Lynn on the outside on his hip. Then when he went up, he draws the contact. He had a chance for a three-point play. Didn't get it to roll, though.
Van Orney picks up the foul. That'll be his first and the team's second. The free throw goes for Wanity. Meskwaki, a 60% free throw shooting team.
Yeah, North Lynn continuing to sub, bringing fresh bodies in pretty much on every dead ball.
Tate Haugenberry, and also coming in is Dylan Kern, as both free throws are good. 12-5, over the halfway mark of the game's first quarter.
1-2-2, three-quarter court pressure by Meskwaki after the made free throw.
Kurt gets it inside. Haugenberry back to Hilmer. Puts it on the floor. Austin on the drive. And the finger roll good with the right hand for Austin Hilmer.
And he gets in the middle of that. Then no help coming for Meskwaki.
14-5. Here's Grant. Splits a double team. Stutter dribble. Takes it right free throw line. Now out top. Tyon for an open three. Missed it. Rebound. Kicked out of bounds. Going to go to North Lynn. Off the foot of Evan Nelson. And Meskwaki have not gone to the bench as of yet here.
Nope. And again, they're in that 1-2-2 on the dead ball.
14-5. North Lynn out to a good start. Lob over the top. Now the skip over to Kurt. He'll turn left of the circle three. That's short all the way. And the rebound comes out to Bear. Larnell Bear. Bounce pass on the left side. Couple of spins. Jump shot short. Tipped around. And it comes down to Tate Haugenberry. Here comes Hilmer in the open court. Couple crossover dribbles between the legs with it. On the drive. Great drop-off pass for the easy layup by Kate Haugenberry.
Yeah, and he understood that pass was coming. He had his hands up ready, knowing that pass could come at any time.
16-5, North Lynn already up by 11. Here's Grant trying to split a double team. Lost a handle at the free throw line. Gets it back out to Bear. Or make that tie-up. Baseline drive, in all the way, layup good by Grant.
Now Grant got the defender to overcommit. He beats him on the shot fake, and then he goes to his left to finish.
16-7, 2:08 to play, first quarter. As Kurt picked it up out front. Kurt's going to go one-on-one. Drives on the hand back now to Haugenberry as they work the weave. Hilmer yo-yos it, gets it in the right wing. Van Orney, three is up and good.
Now Van Orney catch and shoot. Hilmer follows his pass and almost sets a little screen for him.
He's a 30% shooter, and on the other end, good take by Evan Nelson, and he'll get a couple free throws. And that foul will go against Austin Hilmer, and that'll be his first.
Third team foul on North Lynn.
Evan Nelson to the free throw line for the Warriors, and in and out on the first. 50% foul shooter. Hilmer's going to get a breather as Wheatley back in. And coming in for Meskwaki, Bishop Chavez, and Callen Whiteyes will come in. Believe that Chavez, he's their sixth man, averaging seven a game, played at South Tama and transferred over. Nelson one out of two, and it's 19-8, North Lynn. Little three-quarter court pressure. Little 1-2-2, they break it. Hook pass down low, ball fake. Block and a foul. Chavez going to get the call, and that will send Cade Haugenberry to the line.
Haugenberry right there in the end of that. That's the second time he's caught the ball right on the baseline on the in the lane area and ready to go up, catch it and shoot right away.
To the free throw line, it's Cade, and gets the first one to go. 63%, as he'll get Van Orney out and Hilmer back in. Three points in the early going for the junior, and make it four.
More subs coming in. If you sub after the second free throw, you can set your defense.
Caleb Kirk will come in. 21-8, North Lynn on top. Full court pressure again. Larnell Bear in the backcourt, weaving his way across the timeline, gets into a double team, picks it up to Bishop, to the corner. Open three-pointer on the way. That one no good, and they fight for the rebound. Meskwaki's got it off the tip. Back to Chavez. He fakes to the corner. Nelson for three. That's short, and again, nope, the rebound went over the top of the backboard.
We're going to go North Lynn. Well, Meskwaki getting a couple cracks at it, not able to get it done.
1:09 to play here in the first half. Ooh, dangerous cross-court pass. Kirk, no looker, down low from Dylan Kirk to Caleb Kirk.
And understanding right when to catch it, keep your hands up.
All these assists. Chavez puts it on the floor, drives in, double pump leaner, and he got the roll. He's instant offense.
A good dribble penetration that time, getting attacking the rim.
23-10, 38 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. I'd say for any other team, they might go for one, but not this one. Inside, little poke shot up and good for Tate Haugenberry.
Immediately setting their defensive pressure after the made basket.
Long baseball pass over the top. Bear all the way in, off the glass with the runner, no good. Tipped out deep, 18 seconds. Hilmer leading the break, and he'll circle it back and go for one. Northland already with a 15-point lead. The 1-4 look. Hilmer going to go one-on-one. Step back, top of the key, three. Missed it. Rebound to Meskwaki. 2 seconds to play. Chavez from three-quarter court is short at the horn. After one, it's number one, Northland 25. Meskwaki settlement 10. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to 1A Substate Final Basketball from 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back in 1944, there was a young watchmaker named Willa Dickens. He had his eye on a local jewelry store. As soon as their watchmaker left, he took the position. Worked long days, learned the ropes, and achieved his dream of owning and running Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. When his sons Terry and Tim could barely see over the jewelry cases, they began learning at his side. It's the Dickens family that gives Hertine and Stocker Jewelers its unbending reputation for integrity. They also offer a brand of service that hardly exists anymore, like a layaway program. When someone finds a beautiful something to have or give, they put some money down, pay on it each month, interest-free, of course. And when it's paid for, it's theirs for keeps. Stop by, see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. And step in and say hello to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Great start for North Lynn. Went on an 8-0 run. And they lead it by 15 after the first quarter. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn high atop the gym here at Jessup. Back with you.
1-3-1 on North Lynn after this quarter break.
They try to trap down low, and it causes a turnover as Bear stepped on the baseline. And immediately, Subs come in. Dylan Kurt, Tate Haugenberry in for North Lynn. Different types of turnovers. Meskwaki is not panicking. They're just, they're not having the turnovers, at least in the backcourt. Kurt on the fake, and he got bumped and fouled by Nelson up front.
Went for the pass fake up there, and then as he came down, the bumped heads.
Dylan Kurt, Wheatley, Hilmer, along with Cade and Tate Haugenberry in there right now for North Lynn. Inbound to Hilmer. Backs his way in the lane. A little scoop floater, no, with the right hand, and it comes down to Grant. Averaging 17, he has only two in the game so far. Dribble drive, step back, 17-footer, swish through. Nice one by Callen Whiteyes.
Yeah, going off to his left that time and able to pull up, go straight up over the top of the defender. Very athletic move.
25-12, that three-quarter court trapping pressure into a half court now for Meskwaki. Kurt, standing left-hand dribble, now drives in. Leaner, offensive foul. They're going to get Dylan Kurt on the charge.
Yeah, and that was Bishop Chavez for Meskwaki, who stood in there, held his ground, walled up once, kept his hands straight up and drew the contact.
I think once he leaned, it was the correct call.
Yeah, he lowered that shoulder a little bit.
Getting warm up here, Phil, by the way.
Well, heat rises.
Threw a double team. Grant lost it, got it back. And Meskwaki will get in the offense. Now Bear driving to the lane. Kick out to Chavez. Right wing three, an air ball, and out of bounds. It'll be North Lynn ball. As Osceola Tyon comes back in, and Nelson will get a breather for the Warriors. 25-12, 6:39 to play here in the opening half. Winner to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Just beat the 10-second count. High, lob, down low. Haugenberry, ball fake, had a block from behind, and then had a strip, and a foul is called. No shot.
Yep. It's going to be baseline out of bounds underneath.
And the foul will go against 30, Chavez.
I don't think either fan base is happy with that one, because Meskwaki didn't think it was a foul, and then North Lynn thought he should be shooting two free throws.
Misery loves company.
There you go.
Inbound lob. Haugenberry, no good on a little floater from the lane. Throw over the top. Chavez, two on two. Takes it all the way and scores with a right-hand layup.
Well, I was wondering when that might happen, Scott. You throw over the top of that, you might have a little bit of success.
25-14. Here's a trap. Cross-court pass off the hands of a Lynx, and a great save by Kate Haugenberry, who saved it off of Chavez.
Good effort, good awareness, understanding that he wasn't going to be able to keep it in, but he could throw it off his opponent.
And he did. They'll lob it in the lane in the high post. Haugenberry backing his way in, and he got tied up. Good defense down low on the help there by the Warriors.
Is it Bishop Chavez? He may have been inside. You know, they're giving up some size in the interior, but he went straight up. He didn't come down. Haugenberry brought the ball down a little bit, and that helped him out.
Going to stay with North Lynn. As Hilmer looking, trying to bounce it in, and does to Haugenberry. Couple fakes, he had it blocked. Here come the Warriors, three on two. Pass to the right wing. Here's a three-pointer on the way, no good, and the rebound to Tate Haugenberry. Outlet pass, Hilmer tries to go behind the back with it, almost lost it, now picks it up. Hilmer, crossover, Hilmer on the drive, and an offensive foul, and that's two on Hilmer.
Yeah, you can see that one coming as he's coming down the lane. And boy, what a great effort by Meskwaki to stand in there. I think that was Grant taking that charge.
And they get a timeout by North Lynn at 30. Again, that was a situation if you had the collegiate semicircle around there, probably would have been a block.
Yeah, he was a little bit underneath the hoop down there, but he was standing there for quite a while, and as Hilmer came in.
25-14, North Lynn, but the Lynx have not scored here in the first 2:18 of the second quarter.
Meskwaki's done a nice job defensively. They've got a couple blocks. They've got some jump balls. North Lynn's been trying to go in the interior, but Meskwaki not giving up. They're walling up, like I said earlier. They're not bringing their arms down when they're tying these guys up and not getting fouls called on them.
So Northland will throw on that man trapping pressure. Therese Grant, still only 2 points, came in averaging 17 a game. Grant, no-look pass inside, went through a couple of lengths somehow. They get it back to Larnell Baird. Crossover dribble, step back, left wing, three ball, no. And so far, one for the night for Meskwaki from three.
No, they haven't much success other than the corner down here, the far corner.
Here's Hilmer. Playing with two fouls, going to have to be very, very careful. Feeds it to high post. Kick outside, nice ball fake. Wheatley, jump pass, kick out Hilmer for three. That's short, rebound to Meskwaki. Here comes Chavez, up the left side, two on two, all the way in, off the glass somehow, and it goes, an acrobatic shot.
Acrobatic, athletic, he was falling down when he put that one up, and he used the backboard to perfection there.
25-16. Tate Haugenberry drives in, leaner, no good, and the rebound to Grant. And North Lynn is ice cold here in the second quarter.
And Squawky Settlement making a push.
6-0 mini run. Grant Chavez works it over to Bear, far corner with 4:25 to play here in the first half. Wide eyes up front, working on Wheatley. He'll yo-yo it back between the rings, and the Warriors will reset. Little spread look here.
North Lynn is not up pressuring as much as they were.
Here's Tyon off the glass, no good for 15. Offensive rebound to White Eyes, though. Meskwaki's got another shot. Grant, spin move in the lane, and he travels.
Coming to his right, nothing there. He tries to come back to his left, and North Lynn was right there and surprised him.
Just at the halfway mark of the second quarter, North Lynn without a point. 25-16. Dump pass down low to Haugenberry. Leaner good down on the left block.
Yeah, he catches it in there. He lowers that shoulder a little bit to create space.
6'3 sophomore with six, 27-16. One-on-one move, and the 15-footer up and good by Osceola Tyon.
Able to finish once they beat the initial line of the pressure.
Tell you, these guys can make it when they go one-on-one. Creative basketball team. Trap in the corner, back to Kirk. He'll pull up left of the circle for three. No good, and the deep kicker comes down to White Eyes.
White Eyes was the third rebound since he's come into the ballgame.
27-18. Chavez on the hand back to White Eyes. Hilmer coming out on him. Pass up top. Bear, nice look underneath. A missed layup, though, by Grant.
Wide open, beautiful pass. Just couldn't finish.
27-18. North Lynn by nine. Kirk coming off the ball screen. Haugenberry, far side. Hilmer turns, fires a three. That's no good. Still only one bucket for North Lynn here in the quarter. Grant going to go one-on-one. Nice spin move in the block. Kick far corner. Three ball. That's short all the way. White Eyes and rebound to North Lynn.
Both teams went a little bit cold right now.
Hilmer, Kurt, extra pass. Wheatley, short corner, nails the three.
I said that extra pass, and they could have took the initial three, but they make one more pass with Wheatley. We had better rhythm, catching and shoot.
Five for Ben Wheatley, 30-18. Trap in the front court. And Bear got it out of there to Tyon. Right back it comes to Bear, to Tyon. Fakes, steps in, open 17-footer right through. Got Kurt in the air.
Yeah, Kurt on the closeout, jumped, left his feet. You're able to go by him that time off the bounce.
The juniors got seven, lead at 10, 30-20. Trap out in the front court, inside to Haugenberry. Turn around, up and good, off the glass from the heart of the lane for Tate Haugenberry.
He's had some success in there. Meskwaki, a couple times able to tie him up. Last couple possessions, always used his length to his advantage.
Right now, he's the guy that Meskwaki doesn't have an answer for. And they tried to go back door, and a pass thrown away.
They had it. Meskwaki had an opportunity right there, but the pass was just a little errant.
Turnover number eight. Kick out Wheatley. Right wing for three. Short. Got his own board, though. He'll take it inside. Leaner contact play on, and they fight for it. And it's going to be Meskwaki ball. Gunnar Van Orney comes in for North Lynn. And Wanatee will come back in. Nelson will come back in. And Bear and Chavez will go out.
We went quite a stretch there with no stoppage in play. They've been up and down quite a bit.
Letting them play a little bit. 32-20. Lead of a dozen, 1:15 to play here in the opening half from Jessup tonight. Grant going to have to get it over the timeline, and just does against Haugenberry. Standing left-hand dribble out front. Five-second count starts. Crossover, now a drive. Grant, no-look pass underneath. The one, a tee up. Nobody drew the foul.
Defensive help has to come leave the post area, and that you got the dump off down low, and they played it beautifully that time.
Gunnar Van Orne gets his second, so he's got two, and Austin Hilmer with two. And free throws for Tiernan Wanity. And swishes the first one. Three out of three from the line. Trying to make it a 10-point deficit. On the way, front iron, no, and we've got a rebounding foul on Evan Nelson. And that is his third.
Swaki Sutherland doesn't like that. They don't play, they don't go a whole lot of deep, whole lot of players deep on the bench.
Now, wait a minute. They might not have got it. Well, not sure who they got that foul on.
An official signal 11.
Here's Haugenberry through traffic. Reverse layup, no good. And rebounded out of there by Meskwaki. I think they got it on 45. There's a block from behind. Haugenberry on the block on Tyon. 40 seconds to play in the half. 32-21 Lynx. Here's Hilmer off the clear out. One-on-one. Nice crossover. A little scooper up and good as he drove the right side of the lane.
He set his defender up with a little bit of that crossover, get him going one way, and he can finish at the rim.
Seven for Austin Hilmer, 34-21. Wide-eyes, spinning tap of the key, 18 seconds to play here in the half. And it looks like the Warriors will go for one. Trap, wide-eyes, fakes, gets it free throw line, high post, putting it on the floor. We got a foul call to push on the Lynx.
If it's Hilmer, that's three.
Oh, it is. Austin Hilmer gets his third, and that's a 1-1.
Only 8.6 left in the quarter, too.
And you can just hear Mike Hilmer saying, 20 seconds to go. 1-1, free throw right through for Osceola Tyon.
Meskwaki's been able to capitalize to get to the free throw line.
34-22. Second one on the way, and that one circles in. Tyon with nine. Little pressure by the Warriors. Throw over the top. Here comes Kirk. No look pass to Wheatley. Sets up for three. No good. And that's going to do it for the first half. Three-quarter court shot is no good at the horn. Halftime of this 1A sub-state final. Number one rated, Northland 34, and the Meskwaki Settlement 23. We'll come back and talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
Think driving a nicer, newer car is a fairy tale? Not anymore. Hear ye, Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, I decree everyone drives for just 10 cents down during our Once Upon a Dime sales event. That means you can drive for just one dime down. So if you've fallen out of love with your old car, I want to help you drive off into the sunset in the nicer, newer car you deserve for just 10 cents down. Is your credit history less beauty and more beast? Credit mishaps are a tale as old as time. But my For the People credit approval process is magic. And we're the fairy godmother of approvals. So don't throw your coins in a wishing well. Bring them to us because you could drive the nicer, newer car you deserve for just one dime down. But hurry, this magic can't last forever. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of Boyson and North Center Point Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and 10 cents down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends 2/28/21.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ugh, nothing's worse than starting trouble. We can help you out. We can start with a free battery test. That way we'll know if your battery is causing the issue. It could be your starter or your alternator. You don't want to waste money on the wrong fix. And if you do need a new battery, we've got you covered with a wide selection of replacement batteries. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Gary is refinancing his home, so he shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting him up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision he'll never regret, unlike taking that gig in the testing lab at the deodorant company.
Raise your arm, please. Oh, man, I hate this job.
Pretty regrettable, Gary. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Back with you here at halftime. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn back with you as North Lynn has led the whole way. 34-23 here at halftime, but only 9 points in that second quarter, and it took North Lynn a good 3.5 minutes to finally get on the board in the second quarter. And the big difference in this game so far has been the first three and a half minutes of the first quarter when North Lynn got up big at 12-3. Other than that, it's been an even game.
It has, and boy, you really thought that pressure was going to continue to bother them because North Lynn had it going. They were feeling it, and they had all the energy going in their direction. But Squawky settled down nicely and was able to capitalize a couple times against it. And they were able to make free throws, too, when they got the opportunity. They could go to the free throw line, and they knocked them down and kept this into a single, well, a reachable ball game down 11 right now.
And Austin Hilmer with three fouls. Evan Nelson with three fouls for Meskwaki, but a bigger storyline is Austin Hilmer with three, and he got the last one with 8 seconds to play in the first half.
Yeah, and it was one of those where you're probably like, he was trying to come from behind and create something. It was in the lane area, and the Meskwaki player slowed down. He kind of ran into him with his body. He couldn't avoid it there, but his dad and head coach was saying, you know, time situation basically. We don't need a foul like that, especially when you have two.
First half scoring looking like this. Very balanced for North Lynn. Tate Haugenberry leading the way, the 6'3 sophomore with the big height advantage inside, and he's got 4 field goals and 8. Austin Hilmer right behind. He's got 7 3-field goals, including a 3. 5 points apiece for Ben Wheatley and Dylan Kurt. Each of those folks with a 3-pointer. Kate Haugenberry with 4. 3 off the bench for Gunnar Van Orney and Caleb Kurt with a bucket and 2. Meskwaki being led at halftime by Osceola Tyon with 9. Got 3 field goals, one of those, the 3-pointer. Meskwaki's only hit 1 3-pointer in the entire first half of play. 6 points, Bishop Chavez off the bench. He was a spark for the Warriors. And then 3 for Tiernan Wanity. Therese Grant, averaging 17, has been held to 2. Callan White-Eyes with 2. Evan Nelson with a free throw for 1. Turnovers, Meskwaki with 8 at halftime. North Lynn with 4. The bench scoring, 8 off the bench right now for Meskwaki. And for North Lynn, they've got 5 off their bench so far. How about rebounding?
Now rebounding, we've got a 15-17. Meskwaki up 2 in this category. And they got balance in the rebounding when we look at the individuals. Kalen White-Eyes with 3 off the bench. He did a good job when he was in there, but Torres Grant leads Meskwaki with 4 rebounds. Osceola Tyon, as well as Larnell Bear with 3. Then you have Tiernan Wanity with 2, Bishop Chavez with 1, Evan Nelson chipping in with 1 as well. 3 offensive rebounds, 14 defense, total of 17 for Meskwaki. For North Lynn, they have 3 players with 3 rebounds each. Austin Hilmer, Tane Haugenberry, as well as Ben Wheatley. Chipping in with 2 is Caleb Kurt and Dylan Kurt with 1. They have 3 dead baller team rebounds through the lengths. 3 offensive, 12 defense, a total of 15 for North Lynn.
Some other scores, and there's a one head scratcher. Everyone was really talking about Des Moines Grandview Christian. St. Albert leading Grandview Christian 27-20 at halftime, and St. Albert comes in 11-12 into that game. Two-way, it is Des Moines Christian leading Albia 22-14. And Applington Parkersburg leading Denver, their third meeting of the year, 36-32. That's in two-way with conference foes going at it. South Central Calhoun leading Iowa Falls Alden 32-27. That is at halftime. Western Christian, big over Spirit Lake, 34-19. Third meeting between these two. And right now, the team that lost the first two is winning this one. Remsen St. Mary's leading Lamar's Galen, 24-18. And Boyden Hall leading OABCIG, 29-19 at the halftime break. And Lake Mills over West Fork, 26-16. And West Branch and Beckman pretty much just underway. In fact, just underway.
We had one earlier, didn't we, Scott?
Yeah, Easton Valley with a 61-43 victory as Easton Valley defeats New London. So Easton Valley will go to the state tournament at 22-0.
That may be the first time since they've come together to be Easton Valley, I believe, right?
They've had some good teams, but they haven't been there.
Then East Central and Preston and those two schools came together to form Easton
Valley. Good basketball schools, too.
Both of them were, yeah. They had a lot of good players through the years over there.
Halftime here in this 1A sub-state final. It's number one North Lynn 34 and Meskwaki Settlement 23. We'll take a two-minute break, come back with the second half from Jessup after this on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted Best Jewelry Store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly. Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Pre-Mixed Antifreeze and Coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are back here in Jessup, 1A sub-state final basketball. Back with you on Monday nights with more boys tournament basketball. We'll be in Maquoketa. Phil and I will be there for top 10 battle between Solon and Monticello in Class 3A. We also got Iowa City West and Girls State tournament action. We'll talk more about that as we make our way through the night. Underway with the second half, Meskwaki ball on the arrow. Go to the bucket to our left against Northland man-to-man. Grant on the handback. Gets it from Nelson. Going to go one-on-one. Tried to step back. Cut off by Kurt. And hands it off. Tyon turns the corner. He'll pull up from 10. No offensive rebound, though, to Nelson. Another board. Wannity almost got away with a walk. Over it comes. The three is blocked. Tyon got it back. Got it underneath, and the layup good on the third effort by Evan Nelson.
Yeah, they kept working at it. Nelson with the offensive rebound. Tyon with an offensive rebound, keeping that possession alive.
34-25, Lynx by nine. Same starting unit. Hilmer had it knocked away and stolen. Four-on-two break. Cross-court pass. Tyon pull up, got the roll from 10 from the right baseline.
Yeah, down in transition, get all the way to the baseline with the basketball. It doesn't happen against North Lynn a whole lot.
First four of the half go to the Warriors. North Lynn against the pressure. Kurt, Hilmer, Kate Haugenberry, Tate Haugenberry, and Ben Wheatley in there. The 5-4 head coach Mike Hilmer. Kurt up top, fakes the three. Down the lane, double pump runner. Good, count it and a foul.
Well, Gets a shot fake. Gets a defender up in the air a little bit, and then he goes to his left. Finishes at the front of the rim. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Osceola Tyon got the foul. And it's like he started the game. Dylan Kurt with a chance. That was a three-pointer, and this will be the old-fashioned three.
Caleb Kurt, quick substitution in for Austin Hilmer on this break.
Free throw will not go, and rebounded out of there by Larnell Bear. 36-27, 6:35 to play in the third quarter. Grant circling right, out top. Going to go one-on-one. Drives on Tate Haugenberry, and ooh, almost threw it away. Saved by Nelson. Crossover dribble. Ball tipped away. Wheatley. Good hands. Wheatley one-on-one all the way down and scores with the right hand.
Yeah, getting back defensively was Tyon. Thought maybe he could take a charge, but Wheatley beautifully avoids the contact and avoids the offensive foul.
38-27, 11-point Lynx lead. Grant, two-man game. Now they get it to Tyon from the left wing. Three-pointer short. All white jerseys out there for the rebound and a long up-court pass, and Wheatley gets the layup.
Yeah, started with that rebound. Dylan Kurt on the rebound. The great outlet gets that break going.
40-27. Northland, 13-point lead. 5:42 to play in the third. Warriors with the basketball. Grant, crossover. Leaves it in the corner for Nelson. Two-man game. Right back it comes to Grant, who only has two in the game. Here's a three. That won't go. One for the night. And again, a long up-court pass. Nobody got back. And Wheatley had his layup blocked, I think, at the end there by Nelson. Looked like he was going to be all alone, and Nelson came out of nowhere.
Yeah, great hustle play by Nelson.
Juana T to tie on. Up top, ball tipped away. Good overplay by Tate Haugenberry, and then he lost it. Going into the corner and almost took out the media.
Going down the great hustle that time, trying to corral it, but ran out of real estate down there.
We're going to get a timeout. Full timeout taken by Meskwaki Settlement. 5:04 to play here in the third. Northland 40, Meskwaki 27. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
Think driving a nicer, newer car is a fairy tale? Not anymore. Hear ye, hear ye. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, I decree everyone drives for just 10 cents down during our Once Upon a Dime sales event. That means you can drive for just one dime down. So if you've fallen out of love with your old car, I want to help you drive off into the sunset in the nicer, newer car you deserve for just 10 cents down. Is your credit history less beauty and more beast? Credit mishaps are a tale as old as time. But my For the People credit approval process is magic. And we're the fairy godmother of approvals. So don't throw your coins in a wishing well. Bring them to us because you could drive the nicer, newer car you deserve for just one dime down. But hurry, this magic can't last forever. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of Boyson and North Center Point Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and 10 cents down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends 2/28/21.
A spirited huddle from Meskwaki Settlement did not like the way they were playing defense.
Didn't like the start of this one, this quarter here, and trying to wake them up a little bit here and get this ball game going the other direction.
40-27, 5 minutes to play third quarter. Northland with a 13-point lead, which I believe is their second biggest of the night. They led by 15. Wanity sets the high screen. Grant can't use it. Nelson to Tyon, puts it on the floor, comes around a screen, 15-footer short, and a rebound. Haugenberry, and he got it out to Hilmer before he fell down. Three fouls for Austin Hilmer back into the ball game. Gets it over in the far sideline. Kurt at the hash mark, looking for that backdoor alley-oop. Hilmer wanted it. They got it back to Austin. His pass tip comes down to Kurt, fakes, starts a drive, stop and go move, and he got fouled by Grant.
I'm going to say he's going to be in the act of shooting, so they're going to give him two free throws out of this.
5'11 senior, Therese Grant picks up his first, second team foul. Dylan Kurt to the line, 77% free throw shooter for North Lynn. Benzanese puts it up and right through.
And you would expect if he's able to capitalize on this free throw, it's going to give North Lynn a chance to set their defense and pick up full court.
Tie on out. out. Chavez, who had a good first half, the sixth man for Meskwaki, is in. Second one also good. Kurt now with nine. And again, that full court pressure put on by the Lynx. 42-27. This ties North Lynn's biggest lead of the ball game, 15. Center circle, Grant gives it up to Chavez. Hilmer on him, playing with three. And Nelson to Grant on the baseline. Grant backs the dribble out. They play catch with it out there. Chavez puts it on the floor, takes the free throw line, high lob to the corner. Grant cut off, goes back door. Nice catch by Wanity, puts it up and in.
He did a good, did his work early that time. He got the defender on his high side. He sealed him there and had a good angle to finish off the glass.
Yeah, just spun back to the basket right there. 42-29, and the ball out of bounds. Going to go to Meskwaki. The jump stop, and Kurt lost it.
And it just slipped out of his hands as he was trying to go up with the ball.
Turnover number six on North Lynn. And it will be Meskwaki inbounds. You're starting to see hands on knees, though, for the Warriors.
3:35 mark of the third here. The pressure just keeps coming. If North Lynn just does not give up.
Only played seven here in the ballgame. Both teams have, but North Lynn's been shuttling them in and out. Chavez, one-on-one. Angles right with the dribble. Hands it back to Wanity. Looking for that back door now. They're looking some cutters here. Here's Bear right of the lane to Wanity. He'll try it for three and hits.
Wanity had two the last time on a good post-up. This time he steps out behind the three-point arc and knocks it down.
Meskwaki just will not go away. Down 10, 42-32. Half court trapping pressure, and Haugenberry beats it down the lane with two.
Good finisher around the rim. He catches it inside.
Tate Haugenberry with 10. Driving a kick. Nelson for three. Short. Rebound Dylan Kurt. Late pass. Here comes Hilmer. Two on two. Jump stop. Into the lane. Left hand layup. No. Contact play on. We go the other way. Warriors. Grant spins into the lane to Wanity for two in a row. No good. Offensive rebound though to Nelson. And Meskwaki with another shot at it. Grant will pull up for three. That's an air ball. Oh, there's four on Hilmer. Isn't it? Or no?
They're pointing the other way.
Oh, no. Chavez got it.
That does not make the Meskwaki fans happy there. I thought it was going to be on Hilmer as well.
I thought it was, too.
I don't know where that one came out of. I don't know how that happened.
I think North Lynn dodged a bullet right there.
Yeah, they did. That was one that they must have had a different angle than we did.
44-32. Throw over the top. Hilmer on the drive. He's double-teamed. They try for the steal. Now to Dylan Kurt. Fake. Nice drop-off high-low pass for the easy two from Tate to Cade Haugenberry.
Now, Haugenberry finishing again around the rim. It's that length is causing problems for Meskwaki.
46-32. Grant, stop and go. Takes it in the lane. High arching floater. Good from about eight.
Now, a little runner down the lane. Able to get it up high.
46-34, minute 45 to play here in the third quarter. Ball fake. Wheatley going right baseline. He tried to shovel it in the lane, stolen away by Grant.
That Meskwaki defense collapsed on the basketball that time. Great help defense.
Chavez fakes, drives, finger roll good. Had the baseline wide open, and he's got eight off the bench.
Now the shot fake, getting the initial defender in the air, finishes at the rim.
46-36, lead at 10. Lob over the top to Haugenberry, and he got pushed. It'll be the fourth team foul against Meskwaki. And that is four on Bishop Chavez.
Yeah, I don't know if when Haugenberry left his feet, if that's where he got hand on him.
Inbound. They get it to Cade Haugenberry. He reverses it up. No good. Offensive rebound and a foul. And if that's Chavez, that's five.
He didn't understand. What happening out there? The coach is trying to get him off the floor.
Fifth foul, and he will foul out with a minute 12 remaining in the third quarter with eight.
Meskwaki's not deep to begin with.
Free throw up, no good by Tate Haugenberry, and it's a two-shot situation. Everybody went for the rebound.
And one more to go here.
They're going to get Hilmer out with a minute 12 with three fouls. Free throw number two is up and good right through for Tate Haugenberry. He's got 11. 47-36 Lynx with a minute 7 to play in the third. Grant working on Haugenberry. Takes him off the dribble all the way in. Jump stop and the pass cross court tipped out of bounds. Van Orney in for Cade Haugenberry.
Tyon's the trigger man on the out of bounds play.
He'll throw it out deep to Larnell Bear. Into the corner. They dump it right of the lane. Grant got doubled and a reach foul going to be called on North Lynn.
A little bit of a sarcastic clap, I believe, from the Squawky crowd there.
That'll go against Van Orney. He's got three. So Hilmer and Van Orney with three apiece. They try to shovel it inside. Van Orney with a steal. Two-on-one break. Down the left side all the way. And had a shot blocked. Wanted to. Got it. Here comes Meskwaki. Grant down the lane. Jump stop. Little floater good from eight.
He's so good at that pull-up jump stop. He's going hard. He can stop and go straight up.
47-38, 27 seconds to play, and a travel on Van Orney.
1-2-2, three-quarter court press, paying dividends for him right now.
Eighth turnover for North Lynn. Big possession here for Meskwaki, Phil.
It is. If they can, you know, it was 11 at the quarter. If they can knock this one down, final possession would be within 7 or 6.
And there's a foul. Wheatley on the overplay, trying to get it away from Bear. Only the first on Ben Wheatley. Team foul number two. 47-38, 17 seconds to play in the third. And Meskwaki with the basketball. North Lynn will get it to start the fourth. Bear between the rings. Goes crossover. Angles left. Two-man game. On the hand back to Tyon with five. Turns the corner. Tried a little pick and roll to Wanatee, but threw it out of bounds.
A little too fast for Wanatee that time. He would have been open, but a little long for him.
Turnover number 10. 4.2 to play. Dylan Kurt gets the inbounds. Kurt's going to have to let it fly. Nope. Tried to pass it to the wing. Tipped out of bounds with .4.
0.4 of a second left here. They're going to have to throw it up and try to get a tip.
They're going to work that Tom Davis circle. Inbound. Fall away three. Almost went at the horn. We are through three of this 1A sub-state final. North Lynn, 47. The Meskwaki Settlement, 38. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys Tournament Basketball on KGYN.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertine and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
We are beginning the fourth quarter. Austin Hilmer with the three fouls back in there. It's North Lynn with the first possession. They bounce in the high post. One-on-one move. Haugenberry on the right block. Got doubled. Had to get it out of there to Kurt. Puts it on the floor. Kurt on the penetration. Fall away. Jumper right through from the heart of the lane.
Well, it may be in the start of every quarter that Kurt has scored for him.
All four of them. 11 for Dylan Kurt. 49-38. In there for North Lynn. You've got Caleb Kurt, along with Dylan Kurt, Tate Haugenberry, Austin Hilmer, and Ben Wheatley from the free throw line. Tyon with the jumper. It's good. Coming off the pick.
A little bit of the ball fake. The defender in the air and using his dribble.
49-40. Hilmer going one-on-one. He got doubled and had it stolen away. Help defense came over that time by Tyon. DeWanity sets the puppies for three. No good. Put back good underneath by Nelson.
And Nelson with his third offensive rebound. He's right there in the right spot.
And it's a seven-point game at 49-42.
Well, Glenn walking the ball up. How often do you see that?
Crowd is into it. Chavez is fouled out, though, for Meskwaki Settlement. 6:37 to play in the ball game. See if North Lynn's experience comes through here. Hilmer on the spread court. Has it center circle. Comes off the Kurt high pick. Leaves it for Wheatley. The Meskwaki fans way into it. Hilmer behind the screen. Three. No good. Wanity the rebound. Up ahead to Grant. Grant between the legs. Stop and go. Spins down on the block. Off the glass. Good. It's a five-point game.
He uses that dribble, setting up the defender well, coming to his right, spins back to his left with the finish.
49-44, under six to play. Here's Kurt on the drive. Cut off by Tyon. Back to Haugenberry up top, now to Wheatley. Has it right of the circle. Yo-yos the dribble, takes the free throw line to Kurt. Fakes the three. Drives in. Runner good for Dylan Kurt.
Big basket for Northland right there. They needed that to settle them down.
Got 13, 51-44. Northland, they've led the whole way, but it's a precarious lead right now. Grant, the tie-on. Wanity using the screen. Now drops it off for Grant. He'll step back. High Archer going to be way short on the baseline, and the rebound out of there to Caleb Kirk.
And Haugenberry that time defensively, his length bothered that shot.
Nice tip away by Bear. Three on two. Pass ahead to Grant. Oh, he missed the easy layup.
I think he was anticipating contact, and it never came.
51-44. Timeout, North Lynn. 30-second timeout going to be taken by the Lynx. With 4:57 to play here in this sub-state final. North Lynn, they've kind of lost their attack mode here a little bit.
They have. They've been walking it. They've been a little bit more content on offense. Defensively, they're not pressuring it either as much as they had earlier. And I tell you, they dodged one right there at the end. They looked like it was going to be 51-46, and he just missed that layup. A good timeout probably by Coach Hilmer to talk to his guys and understand what he wants out of this possession this time down the floor.
Tell you what, win or lose, you got to tip your hat to this Meskwaki team. They don't have a lot of folks they play, but they are scrappy and they're very well coached and they do things right.
They're not afraid to take the shot. Every one of them will shoot that three as well.
Haugenberry off the inbound, almost lost it, but shovels it out now to Wheatley. Here's Kurt. Tyon coming out to get him. They work the perimeter left wing. Wheatley covered up by Bear, looking inside. Now to Dylan Kurt. Gets some big shots. Kurt a jab step. Kurt on the drive all the way in, and a blocking foul going to be called. Nelson got there late, and that's his fourth.
And Kurt's going to shoot two free throws now. 4:33 left in the ball game.
Two out of three tonight. Haven't seen many whistles in this game. 51-44. First to two is up and right through.
Now only six fouls on Meskwaki at this point in time and in the second half, and only two on North Lynn.
Nelson, the senior, out. Callan White Eyes will come in. Another senior for Meskwaki Settlement.
Oh, White Eyes, he played pretty well in the first half there. Contributing three rebounds.
Dylan Kirk sinks them both. He's got 15 to lead North Lynn.
And some big baskets for him at crucial times.
53-44, 4:20 to play in the ball game. Bear up top, White Eyes coming off the screen. Two-man game. Bear beats a double, driving a kick. Grant puts it on the floor, takes a baseline block by Haugenberry.
Haugenberry coming across, again, using that long wingspan to cause problems.
And those flowing locks.
The best mullet in the history of sports, is that what we said?
Yep. At least in Eastern Iowa. Hilmer picks it up top of the key. We're over halfway here in the fourth. Kurt, hand back to Hilmer. Fakes. Austin picks up a double team. Finds the open man. Kurt drives in. Double pump runner. Good. How big is Dylan Kurt,
yeah,
man?
He's been great for him all night long. He's started the game with the basket for him, and he's been Mr. Consistent ever since.
55-44. It was a five-point game. It's back to 11. Backing his way in. Wide-Eyes looking back door. Nearly threw it away and did. Backdoor pass hits the baseline. Turnover 11.
I think he thought Tyon was going to cut baseline. There was no room to cut there. Well defended by the Lynx.
6-0 many run right now by Northland. Now you can take a little time here. You're going to be in the bonus the rest of the way. They dump it in the high post. The high-low look. Nice spin move. Haugenberry layup. Good. It counts in a foul.
Tough to defend right there if you're Meskwaki. Giving up a lot of size. You get caught on the backside. Best thing he can do is probably just get out of the way and not let him have a three-point play.
Wanatee gets his first foul. Seventh team foul, and the three-point opportunity missed. And it goes out of bounds. And it will go to North Lynn.
North Lynn, Ben Wheatley trying to get save that. He wasn't able to, lost his balance.
3:11 to play here in the ball game.
Mr. Cotton have a few words talking about trying to keep their heads cool out there, not to get carried away.
Dangerous pass out front. Bear takes it left free throw line. Cut off by Wheatley. On the hand back, turning the corner, and Ellison all the way in, and he got fouled by Haugenberry.
Good action that time by Meskwaki. They're running it off the dribble, getting some people cutting one way, and then come back from the backside.
First free throws of the second half, though, for the Warriors. Evan Nelson will go to the line. He's one out of two tonight. Right at 50% for the year. It's up and good right through. He's got six, 57-45, 2:57 to play in the ball game.
I think if they connect on this free throw, Squonky asks for a timeout.
Second one, no good. Dylan Kurt gets the rebound. In the backcourt, Kurt will bring it up on his lonesome. Kurt tried to drop it off for Wheatley, out of bounds. Went right through Ben's hands.
Not able to catch that one cleanly.
And now we're going to get a Meskwaki timeout. Full timeout. We'll take it, 2:47 to play here in our ball game. It's North Lynn 57, Meskwaki 45. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAssets.org, number 33.
Meskwaki with the ball down by a dozen, 2:41 to play.
Going to go against the 1-3-1 zone out of the timeout.
Yeah, a little change there by Mike Hilmer. Bounce to the corner. Ooh, Nelson did walk. Thought about putting it up, and then the defense collapsed on him. 12 turnovers for the Warriors, and now they're going to have to go full court.
And depending on what you're going to have to do, at what point in time do they start to try and foul?
Hilmer to Wheatley. Trap. Wiggled out of it. Got it to Tate Haugenberry. Ooh, dangerous pass, but Hilmer got it. 2:15 to play in the ball game. You got to play some defense first. And here's Kurt all the way down the lane and scores on a double pump runner.
Well, he has been very good at going to the basket tonight and able to finish at the end of it.
Kurt and Tate Haugenberry have been the differences in this game. A fake, now a three, off no good. Tap of the key by Bear, rebounded by Wheatley. And Hilmer just holds it up with a minute 48 to play in the ball game.
Squawky going to try and extend.
Lob pass, the backdoor alley-oop. Now they get it to Wheatley. Cutting in, layup good, timeout Northland. And that might do it.
I was talking about what he might want to do defensively now at the other end of the floor. Coach Hilmer.
61-45 with a minute 39 to play here in the ball game, and North Lynn going up, I think, right now against a tired Warrior team.
Yeah, I think they are too, and they're going to have to play faster even on offense down here because of, you know, the down by 16 at this point in time, the minute 39 left speeds things up really fast, and sometimes that gets away from me in a hurry.
Montezuma's going back to the state tournament, Phil. I know you're shocked.
Big win for them, wasn't it?
64-29 over Mount Air. And that's our second 1A final. Comanche is up big. Halftime on 106.3 FM. It's Beckman leading West Branch, 22-21. A little bit of backward defense here put on by North Lynn.
I'm sure he talked to him about not fouling. I mean, even though they got fouls to give, you're not going to put Meskwaki at the free throw line, but you want to keep that clock running.
90 seconds to play. Not trying to take it away. Here's the pull-up by Grant, and an air ball for three, and not being able to save it was Tyon.
As expected, full court pressure by Meskwaki now. Matching up in the man-to-man, trying to face guard.
They will not guard the out-of-bounds passer. Dylan Kurt gets it to Hilmer. Austin puts it on the floor, and then he was fouled by Grant in the backcourt. Only the second on Therese Grant. But it'll be 1-1 for Austin Hilmer, who, as you imagine, is a good free-throw shooter.
Yeah. I could about imagine.
76%. 61-45, 16-point lead, and make it 17. First one rattles good. 62-45, and the lead at 17 now. And make it 18. And now the North Lynn folks can start to plan another trip to Des Moines. The girls are already going next week. In Class 2A, Tyon from the wing for three, and he hits. No timeout, but they might get one.
Quick three from him down here, catching rhythm.
16 for Tyon. Wing pass up ahead. Kurt cut off, and he'll just wing it back out to Hilmer. And are they going to foul Austin?
Try to eat clock.
50 seconds to play, and there is the foul. Dylan Kurt fouled by Therese Grant. With 49.3 to go in the ballgame.
Now, Kurt has done everything tonight for him. He's done a nice job offensively, obviously, with 19 points. Been rebounding for him.
And gets the free throw.
Big part of his game tonight, though, is I thought he made big baskets at times when the game was in doubt, when Meskwaki had a chance, momentum going, and he's able to stem the tide, so to speak.
And Dylan Kirk gets two. So it looks like it's going to be 99 in a row outside Wells Fargo action for North Lynn. Ball movement from the corner. Wanity, a three, missed it. Rebounded by Hilmer. Splits a double, brings it up. Dribbling through traffic, 30 seconds to play. On the drive and a foul call. Grant fouling Haugenberry.
Now, Haugenberry's been a handful for Meskwaki as well. His length.
Well, they got Nelson, actually. And he will foul out with 6 points tonight. And a double bonus, and White Eyes will come in.
Five rebounds as he with those 6 points.
And Nelson doesn't think he has five.
I don't think it was on him. He didn't think it was on him, I don't think.
But he's going to take a seat on the bench. Gets a hand. 65-48 with 30.5 to play. And the free throw is no good by Tate Haugenberry. He's had a good night, too. Inside in the lane. Second one also no good. And rebound out of bounds to North Lynn with 29.4.
Wanity not able to chase it down over there. A little long for him.
65-48. North Lynn will go back to another state tournament. Inbound and a back cut spin for two for Austin Hilmer. Who's got 11. Ball tipped away and a steal, and that's going to do it. I don't think Meskwaki's going to foul.
North Lynn just hold it out there.
67-48. Hilmer will dribble it out. Getting out of trouble. And that is it. Another state trip for the North Lynn Lynx. Over a very, very solid Meskwaki settlement team here tonight. North Lynn wins it 67-48. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and have the postgame for you after this. You're listening to Boys Tournament Basketball on KGY.
Guys, are you making too many nighttime bathroom trips? For years, we've been shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to men all over the country to prove its ingredients can reduce those constant urges to pee. But there are still guys who are missing out because they don't want to swallow another tablet every day. You asked, we listened. And now there's Super Beta Prostate Advanced Chewables. All of the same prostate-supporting ingredients, now in an easy, natural berry-flavored chewable. And yes, it's still free. No strings attached. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-494-2108. Don't be fooled by other formulas. Super Beta Prostate is urologist-recommended and a best-selling brand at Walmart. Be one of the first to try a 30-day supply of our new chewables, free, and reduce the urges to pee. Call 1-800-494-2108. 1-800-494-2108. 1-800-294-2108.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Every player matters, and finding the right person can make all of the difference. After Dwight Howard chose Orlando over New Jersey, the Nets turned their sights to Portland and completed a trade for small forward Gerald Williams. The trade included sending Mamet Okor, Sean Williams, and a first-round pick to Portland. That first-round pick, the sixth overall, turned into Damian Lillard. Lillard went on to win the Rookie of the Year and is a five-time NBA All-Star.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
As the basketball season rolls along, teams are already identifying the missing pieces they need to make a championship run. If your business needs some fresh new talent, LinkedIn Jobs can help. Post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of qualified candidates. Manage job posts and contact candidates from a single view as functions are streamlined onto one simple screen. Post a job for free at LinkedIn.com/sports. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you here in Jessup on the postgame show as North Lynn wins it and heads off to the state tournament one more time as it was a 67-48 victory for the Lynx here tonight as they go to 25-0 on the year as North Lynn celebrating with the banner. And Phil, a good performance. North Lynn did what they had to do at times. They got off to a good start. They withstood a couple of runs that the Warriors threw at them and put it away against the tired defense in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I think he talked about it there, the tired a very good Meskwaki team out. They had tired legs there at the end and couldn't capitalize on some of their shots. And North Lynn withstood their rallies. I think they caught it within six or seven at one point in time there in the fourth period, and then some big shots by North Lynn. Caleb Kurt, and we talked about him, or excuse me, Dylan Kurt. We talked about him and his ability to make big baskets and big moments out there. And Hogenberry as well, and inside Tate Hogenberry caused problems. Defensively, I thought he caused problems too against Meskwaki. Those long arms, his length out there. He was able to disrupt him as the game wore on with some blocks and some altered shots as well, too. So good overall effort by the Northland Lynx.
Yeah, against a good basketball team. Meskwaki ends the year at 20-4, and a lot of seniors on this club. But that was good basketball. It was a closer game than the final score indicates.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it was 25-10 after one. And boy, but then from there, that those first few minutes of the ball game, Northland was able to capitalize and get out, and Meskwaki closed it down, and they kept it there, and just didn't have quite enough firepower to get over the top.
Let's take a look at the final scoring for the victorious Northland Lynx as they go to 25-0 tonight, led by Dylan Kurt with 21 points tonight. The 6'2 junior was outstanding, especially in the second half. Fourth quarter, he had 14 points. He had 21 for the game, 16 in the second half. Tate Hogenberry inside, 13 points tonight. Had a height advantage, and he certainly used it, ending up with 13 points. Ben Wheatley had 11. Austin Hilmer with 11 tonight. He was more of the distributor tonight for North Lynn. 6 points for Cade Hogenberry. 3 points for Gunnar Van Orney, and Caleb Kurt had 2. For Meskwaki Settlement, they end their year at 20-4, led by Osceola Tyon. The junior, he'll be back next year. He had 16, had a couple of three-pointers for Meskwaki. 8 points apiece for Tiernan Wanity and Therese Grant. Not North Lynn did a really nice job on Grant in the ballgame. 6 points for Evan Nelson. 8 points off the bench for Bishop Chavez, but he fouled out late in the third quarter. And that really hurt the Warriors. And then Kellen Whiteyes with 2. Bench scoring was 10-5, Meskwaki. Warriors only 13 turnovers, so not too bad. And 11 turnovers for the Northland Lynx in the ballgame tonight. And three-pointers, Northland with 4. Meskwaki had 3. Northland was 11 of 18 for the free throw line. Meskwaki was 7 of 10 for 70%. How about rebounding?
Well, rebounding, we had Northland was down at the half. They in the rebounding categories, they wind up coming back and plus 1, 28-27. Balanced effort. Tate Hogenberry not only doing a nice job defensively and on scoring, he led them with 7 rebounds as well. 5-4, Caleb Kurt. 4 apiece for Ben Wheatley as well as Austin Hilmer. Dylan Kurt chipping in with 3 rebounds. They had 5 offensive, 23 defensive, total of 28 for the Lynx. For Meskwaki, they were led by Evan Nelson as well as Tiernan Wanity, each with 5 rebounds. 3 players each with 4. Osceola Tyon, Larnell Bear, as well as Torrice Grant. And chipping in with 3 is Kalen Whiteyes as well as Bishop Chavez. 8 offensive, 19 defensive, total of 27.
Good win for the Lynx, and it was a quality win, too, for Northland against a good basketball team. And trying to get some scores here, but you take a look at it, and it's going to be a very, very good and solid 1A tournament. It always is, but you got some real heavy hitters in there, depending on who comes out on top.
Yeah, and you mentioned this a little bit earlier in the broadcast. This is win number 99 for North Lynn outside of the state tournament in Des Moines. 99 in a row, which is just an outstanding number, terrific number. One to be proud of if you're a member of that North Lynn Lynx program and the community member.
Well, how what do they say about third meetings, Phil?
Well, the third, it's tough to beat them third time around.
Didn't happen tonight. Remsen St. Mary's wins the third one, 41-33 over Lamar's Galen tonight in Class 1A. Comanche in 2A, a win, 58-38 over West Burlington. South Central Calhoun beats Iowa Falls in Class 2A, 64-56. Applington Parkersburg defeats Denver. I believe they split during the season. AP won the third match, 72-67. Van Meter beats Trainer, 56-53. That in Class 2A. Des Moines Christian leads Albia by six with 40 seconds remaining in the ball game. West Branch right now in the third, leading Beckman 30-26. And Grandview has come back to lead St. Albert 61-58 with under a minute to play. And now it is tied at 61 with 3 seconds remaining in the game.
That was a much closer game than what some people thought it would be.
Yes, you're darn right. So they will not have the pairings tonight. They have to have the coaches get together, and they will have a teleconference, and they will come up with the seeding, and that's how the pairings will be set for next a week from Monday at the Boys' Day basketball tournament.
So it's going to be, looks like it's going to be a, so far anyway, a quality field. Start right here with the Northland Lynx, and a lot of good, exciting basketball ahead of these squads going into Des Moines.
Well, we got more basketball coming up for you here on KGYM, as it will be Monday afternoon, as it will be a girls state 5A quarterfinal, as it will be Iowa City West taking on Waterloo West coming up on Monday afternoon, 2:45. Miles and Eric will be there on 106.3 FM with the call. And then on Monday night, Phil and I will be over in Maquoketa for a big 3A top 10 battle, unbeaten number 2 Monticello, and it will go up against twice beaten number 9 Solon, the Spartans trying to get to the state tournament. And that will be on both 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then on Tuesday for you, we've got a lot of possibilities, and we're not exactly sure where we're going to do that yet. But we may run out of personnel. We may run out of equipment before all the games are taken care of on Tuesday.
Well, it's a good problem to have. So
good problem to have.
That means you got a lot of people in your coverage area that are having success.
Yeah. So we'll let you know about that coming up on Monday. So keep it right here to KGYM and KGYMradio.com. All right, Phil, we'll see you when we drive to Maquoketa on Monday.
Sounds good, Scott. Thank you very much.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. A big thanks to Jeff and Ben back in the studio. And a big thanks to Joe Smines and everybody here at Jessup for all the hospitality. Big thanks as well to everybody for tuning into the broadcast of this one here tonight. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score of this Class 1A sub-state final, number 1 North Lynn. Back to Wells Fargo Arena as the Lynx defeat Meskwaki Settlement 67-48. This has been a sports presentation of the Jim O.T. KGYM, and so long from Jessup.